Boa noite, como você está? Espero que você esteja bem. Good evening, it's Sunday, July 3rd. It's 8:31 p.m. This is Hackers Podcast number 231. I am your host, Gummo.
And I'm Crash.
And here we go. Good evening, welcome back to the show. Or not welcome back, because we did leave.
Well, I mean, technically it's another episode, so it's you know. That's welcome back.
Yeah, it's welcome back. Welcome back. So welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast show, Hacker. What is this? Is it a podcast? We are officially a podcast.
Yeah, I mean, it's technically a podcast. I mean, you know, all that craziness, but it's a show, radio show.
It's some kind of show.
You know, I don't know what it is. Audio.
Man, what are you doing, man? What are you up to today?
I've been relaxing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just everyone's out doing their thing for the holiday, and so I'm just, you know, relaxing, taking my time to myself.
Right on, man.
You know, taking a break from work. You know, I'm always working and whatnot, so. What about you? What's going on with you?
Shit, man.
Just surfing or anything?
Yeah, you see the sunburn on my face again?
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I like that. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Nice. Yeah, you're looking good, man, with all that sun.
Well, you know, I've gained a significant amount of weight. And now I feel like the next component is sun.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, it's whatever. Thanks, man. Yeah, I feel good. Man. You know, took the board out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caught a couple waves.
Caught some nice waves, man. Yeah. There's some nice waves going on down there today. Man.
Right so, on, yeah.
Yeah. Went down south of St. Augustine near Anastasia.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice down there.
Yeah. You and I have talked about that a little bit.
I think we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of wash, rinse, repeat of last weekend.
Oh, yeah. You
know, going down there.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was kind of the same thing. But, yeah. So, went down there and, you know, unfortunately, I didn't get burned like you did, man. My God, you got sunburned.
Yeah.
How are you doing, man? Are you feeling well?
Yeah, I'm doing way better. I mean, when I got burned, my joints were swollen. Everything was hurting. You know, it was basically like pain all over. And it's just, you know, it's better now, though. It's a
good deal. What'd they say at the hospital?
You know, just basically to rest, you know, take some Advil, Aleve, all that, whatever it is, and then to spray this itch / burn spray on me.
Right, right.
Basically has a lot of benzocaine in it.
Oh, wow.
And it helps numb the skin and helps with itching and all that stuff. And then I rubbed aloe, in lotion and whatnot on the burned areas. That way it keeps moisturized. It's interesting though, because I still peel
starting to peel.
Starting to peel. And
your skin starting to peel.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It brings me back to like being a kid again and getting sunburned and just, you know, peeling the skin off. Like, ooh, look at this. You know, it being silly as a kid.
Folks, send Crash a tweet. You know, to my Twitter followers, just send Crash a tweet and say, hey, you know, Crash, we're thinking of you. Yeah, because man, dude, your legs are—they were like, oh my god.
Yeah, you know, and really,
can't believe them.
Yeah, only a few people really asked if I was okay.
See, there we go, folks. We need to make an effort to send Crash a message on Twitter or just ping him and say, hey, yo, how are you feeling?
Yeah.
See, there you go. See, there's a lot of people out here that care about you, man.
Yeah, I know.
I went and got more baked, burned, and
many layers to that.
Yeah, right. You know, it's the July 4th holiday weekend here in America.
Yeah.
Plans tomorrow for the 4th of July? What are you doing?
Personally, no. I'm probably not going to do anything. I'm probably just going to, again, take the day off, rest, relax, get caught up on a little bit of work that I have, and that's about it. Maybe eat some food, You know, but like I told you last week, I don't really celebrate holidays like that. You know, it's just not my style. There's a lot to it, but just chilling, basically.
I dig it. You know, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, for the 4th of July, it's just another day. But, you know, hey, folks, here in America, yeah, the 4th of July is basically a celebration of America's independence. And, you know, for what it's worth, you know, there's still a lot of good things about the country that, you know, is written. And, still relatively a young country, right? The United States is really...
It's only a couple hundred years old.
I got a friend of mine that has a bench outside of his house in Hamburg that's like 300, 400 years old. His bench is older than my country.
Yeah, it's kind of wild to think about the history of countries. Yeah, because, you have European countries that have been around for, you know, thousands upon thousands of years. Millennia. That's what I was going to say, too. Yeah. And then we have our new country, you know, and it's still blooming, still taking form, essentially.
With a ton of problems.
Well, you know, with every formation of a country, there's going to be your handful of problems, but you're also going to have a lot of blessings along the way as well, and afterwards
Indeed.
As well.
Indeed.
Just...
Growing pains.
Yeah, exactly. Growing pains. You know, think about practically any other country that's ever come into fruition, you know, even like, for instance, I like Japan. You know, Japan's a decent little example. I mean, they had all sorts of cool stuff going on in, you know, China, and every country's had their hardships when forming, right?
Right.
So it's interesting, but, you know, again, because it's so new, there's a lot of opportunity as well. So it's there may be problems, but there's opportunity within chaos.
Right on. There's always opportunity with chaos, man. So, there's been a lot going on lately this past week. You know, there's been a lot of discoveries as well. You know, with some of the things that I've been able to uncover. I do the whole cybersecurity thing, and so one of the things I was uncovering, you know, really was. For years, right, that we've been having cyber threats, you know, emanating from Russia and the Ukraine.
Right.
Well, we all know what's going on with both of the countries.
Yeah.
However, one of the countries, Russia, right, where most of the cyber criminals typically would cash out, you know, because you can cash out in U.S. dollars in Moscow at any time back in the day.
Right.
Well, now that the entire country of Russia is sanctioned, you know, this makes it nearly almost impossible for cyber criminals in the country of Russia. And, you know, undoubtedly there's, you know, the cyber crime going on in Ukraine is not focused on that. But
right.
It really chokes off the financial neck of cyber criminals over there in Russia who normally attack U.S. infrastructure policy, U.S. infrastructure networks, et cetera.
And so, yeah, and some of those things do affect policy. So, in essence, you are still correct.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and so with that, right, you know, the whole supply chain has been choked off, right? You see these ransomware crews starting to dissolve and be evaporated and absorbed into other ransomware operators that operate abroad other than behind the walls of Russia.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. And so I had a good discussion with a colleague of mine who, you know, where this very topic had emerged. And I came to the conclusion that, yes, these threat actors are still very much a serious and dangerous threat to, you know, our infrastructure, you know, and networks. And so my intelligence uncovered that a lot of ideas from these threat actors actually hitching a ride out of Russia, you know, flying out, going to Turkey or some shit like that, and go ahead and cashing out that way. And so, you know, it's follow that, right? And so, you know, that gives it.
Well, see, for me,
it gives it a new level of intrigue on how, you know, how cashing out's going to be done now.
Yeah.
For those behind the, you know, a sanctioned economy.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is that the weakest link in any organization, infrastructure, whatever it may be, is are usually humans themselves, you know, people.
Right.
And so I think really in order to combat that, subvert it, mitigate it, whatever term you want to use, I think the proper approach is actually offering more sophisticated training to personnel in those organizations and in those, just in industry in general, whether it be medical or tech or whatever.
Right.
Because again, I see that as the major issue with these groups attacking these entities essentially, yeah. Is that, you know, they'll send some emails with some attachments, HR clicks on it like, oh, you know, Joe Smith, you know, forgot to, you know, enter his timesheet, so let me click this document to make sure that it's correct or whatever. But unknowing to that person, they're clicking a phishing attachment, which then of course propagates throughout the organization and,
right,
you know, gives lateral access and so on and so forth. So, you know, again, it really comes down to training, because if that HR representative had the proper training, they'd be very suspicious of the attachment. Like, okay, is it an internal email that's sending me this? You know,
all that shit.
Yeah, all of it. You know, running it through AV and signature scanning, all of that stuff.
It's crazy,
but,
man.
Yeah, but again, it really boils down to training.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So that's my take on that.
Yeah, crazy week indeed, man. But you know, it's that's just life, man. So every day's a new opportunity.
Yeah, every day's an adventure, right?
Yeah, so, you know, and I learned these things when, you know, during the course of my work. And so here's another thing, you know, I got I've got four orders in for supercomputers, right? So it's like I've got four people that have
they pre-built or are you building them?
Pre-ordered.
Okay, so you're not buying the components and putting them together.
Well, I've already bought the components for two of them, and so I'm considering building one for myself, But I don't know. Here's the thing: I'm not sure what I should do with it, and so I'm probably going to pose that question to my Twitter followers. Well, is like, hey, what should I do with a new supercomputer?
You want to do simulations or some sort of number crunching? Yeah, number you crunches. Know, like, yeah, crunch a really hard problem in like math or physics or something.
Yeah. I feel like it's coming up.
Yeah, because that'd be really cool.
I'm going to create one.
There's so many conjectures and, you know, proofs and stuff that you could try to disprove or prove.
Right. You think it's worth it, though? Do you think I should get involved with that?
Yeah, I mean, at least, you know, segment some of your computation, you know, space to that. That'd be kind of cool to see.
That's cool, you know. So you know, yeah,
like, well, like a server or so, because they're like massive servers. They're like teraflops or not teraflop server. They're like just extremely fast, you know, servers. But
well, I'm gonna take a few more orders for them, you know. So I'll keep that door open for people, you know, for those who want to buy one of my killer ass little supercomputers. But
cool,
yeah. But so busy with that, and I've really just been enjoying the outdoors a lot, man. You know, just been doing the whole going to the beach, outdoors surfing.
Yeah,
you
spending time in nature.
A lot of that, man. When you know, going to some nice places, feeling all of that, and
right.
Feeling thankful that the whole stuttering thing's come to an end. You know, it's twilighting finally. And
Sound better.
Yeah, I do. I feel better, man. You know, I'm taking the right vitamins, eating the right food.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You guys see you eating more salads and drinking a lot of more water.
Oh, my God. Hey, yeah. All of that. All of the above. And I tell you what, talking about good food, man, this past week I had the most amazing food.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You want to tell me about it?
I could talk about it. Yeah, you know, it was really good. It was I had all of this. It was great. It was all handmade, homemade Portuguese food.
Oh yeah, okay.
And it was made with these. It was these shredded cheese, shredded potatoes, some kind of cream and shit in it. And then it was fish, like flaked cod, flaked dried cod, whatever it was. And then I had that. That was just fucking crazy amazing. Then I had this green soup shit. It was, I don't even know what the hell it was called, but that was great. They had these fried things. They looked like little mini empanadas, right?
Yeah.
But they had shrimp in it with this like real savory like cream.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Yeah, and so you bite into it, and it's like shrimp, and this cream shit comes out of it.
Is it thicker or is it thinner?
It's a real thick cream.
Thick cream, okay. Yeah, because I was going to ask if it was similar to like soup dumplings. Have you ever had soup dumplings?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's thicker than that.
Forget that, yeah.
Oh, come on. Soup dumplings are amazing. Dude, don't say
whatever these were, man. Hey, I'll tell you
what. I like soup dumplings.
I had like a whole plate of them, right? Like a couple pounds of them. I ate it all.
There you go.
Right there. Just bam. It was gone. And then, then I had this famous dessert, right? It's a custard. It's a famous custard.
Yeah.
These round custards that it's crunchy but soft custard. Ooh, dessert thing.
Yeah.
They were gone too.
Yeah, that sounds
good. All gone. So it was just a bunch of great food and Oh my God. It was really good. Thank you very much.
Very good.
It was very good. So that's, you know, and just beefing up my IT security. And like I said, man, you know.
Right, new policies and shit.
No, just, you know, there's always new things that your networks don't catch, right? You know, new threats that your networks don't catch it. So,
yeah.
And that's that, you know, so thus, hence, you know, my discovery on all that crap that I just talked about.
Are you guys using AI and all that stuff too?
Well, a couple times.
A couple times.
Yeah.
I
mean, you
know, well, I know cool, that man. It's all the bee's knees these days. Companies are all for like military grade encryption and, you know, machine learning based shit, you know, it's.
Well, the things that I'm working on specifically, you know, like, and, you know, I can be slightly candid, you know, is the supercomputers that I've been building for my clients, right? You know, I'm the encryption in it is post-quantum resistant, right?
And okay.
So this is the type of level of stuff that I've been working with, and so post-quantum
using like super singular isogeny and shit like that.
Exactly.
Right on.
And so.
Yeah, ring learning with errors.
Exactly. And a lot of lattice-based encryption from the ground up. And
yeah, that's the coolest shit, too. It's cause
I've been doing the cooling shit, man.
Well, I like those algorithms a lot because they allow you to edit data in place.
Yeah.
And I remember when you actually referred me to those papers when they were first being written. And it was really intriguing because no one was really taking it seriously. Mm-hmm. And a little bit more are now. Now, thankfully, because you know, there's just things with three-letter agencies that are going on, and those agencies, funny enough, they're not even really using quantum technologies yet.
Not yet.
But in the fact that they're able to get around modern encryption and so on and so forth without those technologies is already frightening enough to, in my opinion, get people on board with quantum resistance. Because again, if you have an encrypted file. And, you know, you're not the owner of it. You're not going to get into it, you know, no matter what. But if you're the owner of it, you're able to edit the data while it's still encrypted. So you don't have the opportunity for it to be stolen in memory or, you know, using some sort of stateless malware, some silliness like that.
Right.
So, yeah, I think those are really nice.
Yeah. And so I've been building that out. And so that's okay. It's challenging.
Very challenging. Yes.
Man, you know, and doing a lot of building too. I do a lot of, I do a lot of tinkering. You know, it's kind of interesting to think about what people think about what I do during the day, but it's literally what I talk about. Hey, I just found out. You remember that speeding ticket that I got in Georgia a few weeks ago?
Yeah,
I have to go to court for that.
Oh, that's silly.
So I have to go to Valdosta, Georgia for that.
So don't you have to pay? Can't you just pay it online?
Yeah, I could pay it online, but I for some reason because of the speed I was going, I have to go.
Oh, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's whatever, man. Now I have to go to court. So now I got to go and stand in court. Probably, I don't know.
Why don't they just automate that with AI?
I don't know. You know what? I don't even. What do I do? Just go, hey, you know, I'm sorry, or you know. What,
yeah, they ought to allow you to
put me
to
on
like,
chain gang. You know what's going on?
They ought to allow you to telephone in, be like, hey, I'm here. You know, via Skype or some shit.
Yeah, and they're like, and they're like, if you don't show up, there will be a warrant for your arrest. I'm like, oh my god,
that's ridiculous.
For a speeding ticket?
Yeah, for a fucking speeding ticket. Have you heard about this new Google Lambda scenario that's going on? Or this thing?
Oh, the AI thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about it, where the engineer had a discussion with it. Or yeah. I think he got fired for having it, for disclosing the discussion.
I believe that he leaked the transcript of the actual conversation. Uh-huh. And of course, that's against, you know, company policy and all that other shit.
Because
that's
Googling then.
Right, because it's internal private data and all that bullshit. Uh-huh. But anyway, so I think it was really interesting because the guy was claiming that the AI is sentient, and you know, anyone that is into AI or, you know, sci-fi or any of that, they know that sentience isn't a joke. It's nothing to be taken lightly. And I think it's interesting, some of the points that he was bringing up, it was the fact that Google themselves, they're really unwilling to talk about AI rights or sentient rights in artificial intelligent applications. And I found that pretty interesting and odd at the same time, because it's true. Nobody's really talking about those kinds of rights. And of course, we have all of these movements going on at the current time. So, you know, a lot of people are distracted and aren't really paying attention to technology. But...
Oh, good point. I think what we need to do is pay attention to these technologies emerging, such as AI. And no, AI won't solve everything. And I was just answering your question from earlier. And I'll let you continue as well. Oh, fuck it. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just think that it would be a good idea in general to bring this to people's attention. I mean, we have these technologies being developed all of the time. You have developers quite literally integrating AI into everything, you know.
Into
logging, into network traffic. Yeah,
it won't
sniffing
solve everything.
It won't solve everything, but... The interesting thing is that we have these, I'm assuming that it's a GAN, and basically that stands for a generative artificial neural network. And GANs are very interesting in the fact that they can produce black box results. And what that means is that they're results that you can't actually debug. You can't like go through a stack trace and figure out which methods were called in order to produce the answer that, or the result that was outputted, right? So if an AI is saying that it wants consent for people to experiment on it or to write more code and add it and modify it and all this, that, and the other, then I think that we should start thinking about that as something serious, because nobody's programming these things to say such a thing.
Absolutely. What I wanted to say, that's a good point. That's a damn good point. And should we consider, now here's the thing too, now I'm not going to ask the question, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, say, hey, listen, we should be considered with great importance that there be laws created now for AI and for the applications that it enters. And so the applications and industries that it enters.
Right.
And, you know, as a common sense, as a whimsical example, right, McDonald's in Illinois had been testing AI at the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
And they pulled it, right, because it was only 83% effective or something to that effect. So that was interesting.
That's still a high percentile of success. I mean, if you're above 80, I think that you're succeeding somewhere.
Right.
Right. And what's
but
interesting,
isn't that interesting though, man? I mean, you go to a McDonald's drive-thru, which I love. Everybody's starting to know that.
Yeah,
my secret.
I'm developing a thing for it as well.
Isn't it great?
The breakfast.
Tell
the
people
lunches.
About McDonald's.
So
buddy.
Yeah, I was watching a video the other day, and someone it was just a manager making
McDonald's.
It was a manager making McDonald's, and he made a breakfast with hotcakes, and it was hotcakes, pancakes with eggs, bacon.
Stephen Petula's videos.
Then there's a biscuit, some sausage. It looked really good, right? There was syrup and it just looked really good. but yeah, these companies, you know, companies such as McDonald's, they're integrating these sophisticated AI applications in order to do things like take customer orders and, yeah. and to organize things. And eventually, in my opinion, I believe that we will get to a point where there is no distinction between an AI as we know it now versus an AI in the future, meaning that the AI is so advanced that we can't really tell that it's not an AI. So in other words, applications or programs that are able to actually pass the Turing test. So anyone that knows about the Turing test is knows that it's basically a test to test AI, whether or not they're truly sentient or not. And we're very close. And in kind of looping back to the whole Lambda thing.
Is it sentient though? Is it?
Well, here's the thing. Google refuses to test any of their AI against the Turing test. And no one really knows why. It's just a policy. They don't want to do it. And I don't know if that's because they're afraid that they're truly going to make an AI and they don't want to have to disclose it. Which
or perhaps
is,
it's already created.
Or perhaps it's already created. And again, they don't want to disclose it.
This is interesting. An interesting disclosure. How did you come to this discovery on this policy from Google?
So funny enough, I was just talking to a colleague of mine, and he brought up the whole Lambda situation. In general, right?
Right.
And so it got me thinking a little bit more about it. And that gave me the general overview of of what it is. And so after I kind of looked at it and thought about it, it just kind of went out of mind. And then I eventually found an interview with the employee of Google that has been disclosing the everything about it. And so in the interview, he actually mentions the policies at Google and the fact that they won't test against the Turing test, which is really interesting, because if you're making an AI and you want it to be an AI, a sentience, you know, something that's comparable to human intelligence, wouldn't you want to see if it's actually going to be intelligent enough to pass the Turing test? Or, you know, is it because they already have one, like you said, and they just don't want to disclose it? Because again, if you run the test, you have to more than likely disclose the results. Like, hey, we ran the test against this, you know, with this AI, and it passes.
Because we're a public company, and we have to disclose these things, yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Because I believe that the board, you know, they all did want to know the results and
all that shit.
And you know, if the board knows the results, then you know, more than likely it would be, you know, in the public eye at that point. Because at least one person on the board or someone that knows somebody on the board would actually disclose that information. But I believe it's here already. I mean, we have things.
I do too. I do as well. I believe it is.
Yeah, we have quantum.
It does exist.
We have quantum information technologies. We have biological computing on the rise now. You know, so it's only a matter of time before we have shit like Cortana for real from Halo.
Hey, speaking of future things and YouTube, what? Have you ever checked out the channel Gravity?
No.
Dude, he's got this suit, right, that with two impeller rocket motors on each arm.
No kidding.
And dude's literally flying around like Iron Man, dude.
Oh, that's badass.
Yeah.
No, really, I haven't heard about that. I saw the guy with the water jet pack.
I saw that, man.
But yeah.
Check out the YouTube Gravity.
Okay, Gravity.
Yeah, dude in England, man, he created this jet suit, man, that you can go up a mountain in like 20 seconds.
Oh, wow. It's What's crazy. It fueled by?
I think it's like this special kerosene blend. It goes on a pack. There's a backpack on his back. And
oh, wow.
He's got demonstration videos working with the government in England on refining the technology. And all of his videos he posts from, you know, early concepts, you know, the beginning concepts, the alpha concepts, to where he is at today. And I think people, our listeners, would find it quite interesting to check out the his channel. And it's Gravity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
That's just the name of it, Gravity. And the name of it is Gravity.
Okay.
It's badass.
Yeah. Real quick, to interject my own little thought, I feel like that the power
George
supply.
Jetson?
I feel like the power supply could actually be more efficient or refactored or optimized, I should say, not refactored, optimized using
nuclear
Yeah, I was going to say a MOX fuel. So that stands for mixed oxide fuel. And that's basically a spent fuel that's mixed in and created for with lesser energy output.
There you go.
So instead of using enriched uranium fuel rods and all that kind of stuff for, you know, nuclear fission, you would use the spent fuel rod to make a mixed oxide fuel. And that has enough radioactive energy still to power things for a long time.
Gas pellets.
Yeah, so you could. Yeah, and they're and funny
now,
enough,
now
they. Yeah, they actually are pellets. So
how about that?
So MOX fuels are actually pellets. They're like these dark gray pellets. And anyone that has a browser, you can look them. MOX fuel or MOX pellets. And again, they're just nuclear pellets that you could utilize in order to actually power stuff. And if you took a like a sliver of that, or if you took the MOX itself and made something even more refined,
right,
you could power up the suit without a big old gasoline backpack.
That's true.
So that's just my own little, you know, thought process on refining the fuel source of it. You know, or you could use some sort of crazy plasma generator.
Okay.
You know, again, that would probably still be using some sort of nuclear fuel to actually get the plasma generating.
Right.
But there's all sorts of technologies that you could utilize in order to optimize the whole suit and whatnot. So, but gravity.
Gravity. Yeah, it's cool. Really cool, man.
Yeah, gravity.
It's something to check out, you know. It's really something to check out. So,
yeah.
I was checking that out and, you know, just kind of making a lot of observations on that as well, man. But, you know, been a long day, been a long, hard day of play, I guess, man. So I don't know, man. I'd say at this point, we just get out of here, man. Yeah, I wanted to run a talk, man, but I'm still waiting for the other two talks to go ahead and clear legal.
Yeah, we'll get this cleared soon and be able to run those.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And by the time I run them, they'll be out of date.
Ah, it's okay. Nothing's out of date in technology, right?
Yeah, I guess, man. You know, there's another thing that's been bugging me.
What?
Man, I cannot stop thinking of this song by Barry Manilow.
Oh.
The Copacabana, man.
Okay.
I just can't get it out of my head for some dumb reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was just walking around all day, you know, like for the past couple of days, just singing the Copacabana theme song. You know, So it was just kind of weird. But hey, I wanted to send a special extended thank you to all of my Twitter followers out there and everyone who sends me messages and emails and it's all of that. And everyone else, you know, my friends, my customers, my clients, my colleagues, everybody, you know, just thank you to everybody out there. You know, you're wonderful. Everyone who volunteers. And yes, I will be in New York City from July 20th through the 24th. Yes, I'm arriving a couple of days early before the Hope event. I got a couple things to do. And
yeah, go see a couple people or whatnot.
Yeah, man. Right. You know, I've made some arrangements to meet a few people while I'm in New York City. And so if I have the time and if you're clever enough to get a hold of me, well, come and say hi. You know, I will be at the Hackers on Planet Earth event.
He is very nice and approachable.
Yeah, so I've heard. You know, and so I'll be there from July 22nd through the 24th. It's a Saturday and a Sunday, I believe. And so
something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And so I'll be there. And so I'd love to see you if you guys want to come and see me. I'll be as approachable as possible. So, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else we got? We got that. Yeah, it's just hot as hell. It's summertime everywhere.
Everyone be careful, hydrate, stay hydrated.
Hydrate.
Wear sunscreen
and don't blow your fingers off tomorrow with these firecrackers
and if you're celebrating, you know, with fireworks, just be careful. You know, I'd recommend putting it on a fuse, like a spool or spool fuses, basically, you know, the fuses that are on a spool,
right?
And then you can cut them to any length, really.
Yeah,
right.
And safety.
Yeah, just, you know, wear glasses too.
I literally, you know, I'm seriously terrified of any type of explosive, and so I would just go and see a professional display put on.
I think they're cool. I think people overdo it. You know, they get M80 mortars and they light them with a blowtorch and whatnot. Just being irresponsible in general.
Yeah,
I think if you do it responsibly, they can be fun.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
That's whatever.
All right.
Yeah. Well. So let's get out of here, man. Listen, I just want to say again, thank you to everybody out there that sends me all the wonderful message. And don't forget to send Crash your message. Poor guy. Man, I feel sorry for your legs.
I'm all right. I'm all right. My joints aren't swollen anymore. I can walk and all that. You know, my parents actually asked if I was okay, and a friend of mine as well. So,
right on.
At least a few people care.
Right on. Well, there's love in the world still.
Yeah.
Somewhere out there. And folks, for if you want to find some more love, you can check us out streaming at neverrain.org, and you can check on the live streams on channels 1, 2, and 3, and where we have a plethora of content for you to just chill, sit back, listen, learn, love, and have fun. There's a lot of music. There's a lot of education involved. There's a lot of everything. There's a little bit of everything for you if you want to learn. If you want to become a hacker. If you're learning to become a hacker. It's all free. It's all right there. It's right there for you to check out. And there's no catch. There's no gimmicks. There's no ads. There's no malware. Nope. None of that weirdness.
Nada.
Yeah. Yeah. So, of course, you can check us out, check out the podcast wherever streaming things are sold or streaming things.
Streaming
things are sold. And, I don't know how to say all that. Sometimes I just get confused saying all this closing shit. Ciamo. And I don't know what else to say other than good night to everybody. I love you all. Thank you very much. Use your skills for something good. Please be kind to others. And pay for someone else's hamburger at the drive-thru. See what happens. I don't know. Let's get out of here, man. We'll see you guys next week. We'll try to get them shows to you. I don't know. I'm out of here.
All right. Peace. So let's slide on.